At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's your chance to speak out on the cases that we cover for you here on True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. Phone number, toll free, 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537. Call in 24/7. We're going to your phone calls next. Lots of things to talk about in the last handful of weeks. We've got Koberger. We got the Murdaugh verdict in. Daybell's going to trial soon. Whatever it is that's on your mind on the cases that we are covering, feel free to call it in. 888-554-5537 and weigh in with your opinion. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on this episode. And let's jump to a phone call, shall we?
Hey, Tony. It's Christy from Los Angeles. I wanted to give some thoughts real quick on Brian Koberger. So I have a theory that he went into that house with the sole intention of killing one person, and that he surprised himself even with killing all four. Here's my theory. Again, this is just speculation, but I think that he was going after, I think his target, in my opinion, was Maddie. And I say that because he went directly into Maddie's room upstairs. We know that Maddie and Kaylee were killed first, and they were in Maddie's bed. So my assumption is that he went directly into Maddie's room and then was surprised that there were two people in her bed. But he was already in there, and he was already amped up and whatever, and so therefore he had to kill both of them. There was a report from Kaylee's dad that Kaylee received a lot more of the overkill, but that a lot of people are assuming that that means Kaylee was his intended victim, but I think that perhaps Maddie was his intended victim because he went into Maddie's room, and because overkill might be because he killed Maddie first and then Kaylee was awoken to it. And it's much harder, I assume, to kill someone who is awake than it is someone who is asleep. I don't think they said necessarily if Kaylee did or didn't have defensive wounds, but you may not even need defensive wounds, but if you're just awakened, and then if he's done his deed by killing Maddie, and he's high off of that, that could lead him to, like, overkill on Kaylee. I mean, yes, it's possible that he intended to kill Kaylee, and he went up into Kaylee's room and then saw she wasn't there, but the dog was there, and then he just closed the door and went to the other room. But to me, that seems like more of a stretch. I guess we'll find out based on whose picture he had on his phone. But then I think, so that's just my opinion, is that he went up there with the intention of killing Maddie because he had some sick obsession with her. And he had to kill Kaylee because they were in bed. And then Vanna and Ethan were awake, which maybe he didn't realize when he was stalking the house because they were in their room and on TikTok and they were had gotten DoorDash and all of that. So I'm assuming that he was not aware that they were awake. And as he came down the stairs to leave, he saw them and I assume Ethan, like, confronted him, and Xana confronted him because she has a lot of defensive wounds, as we've heard, and that he killed them purely for, self-preservation. That's what I'm saying. He killed them for self-preservation because they weren't just staring at him like the other roommate was. It sounded like Ethan was perhaps in like the door frame or something. So it sounds like they had heard something based on what the roommate DM had heard them saying, like, is someone here or whatever. And then I think that he killed Ethan and that Xana tried to fight back and he killed Xana. And it's very creepy because in the affidavit, DM, the surviving roommate, one of the surviving roommates said that she heard a male voice say something like, it's okay, I'm going to help you now. And when I hear that, it gives me the real creeps because I am, again, guessing, speculating that perhaps he had, like, gotten Xana down, but she was, like, because DM also heard someone, like, you know, muttering or crying and that she wasn't dead yet and was perhaps, you know, pleading for her life or something. And he was saying, like, I'm going to help you in the way that one would tell that to, like, a wounded animal. Like, I'm going to put you out of your misery kind of a thing. Like, I'm going to help you. I'm going to end this for you. And I think that's so fucking creepy. But I think that's my guess. And that then after he finished that, he had killed three more people than he probably had gone in that house intending to. And that when he saw DM, she was just standing there frozen and wasn't like fighting him like the others were. So I think he just was like, just went right by her because he was probably pretty fucking shocked and like freaked out. And also, you know, she posed him no threat. So there you go. There's my theory for whatever it's worth. I really hope that guy gets convicted. I hope that he also just confesses so they don't make all of these people go into a trial. All of the surviving witnesses, I mean, that just sounds really re-traumatizing. So I hope that these families get justice. And that guy just rots in prison for the rest of his life. All right. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Thanks for your theories. Thoughts on that?
I agree with her on, I wish she would just plead guilty to spare the families.
Yeah.
Going through that, especially the survivors, because, you know, how traumatizing for them. And that's something I've actually thought of before. Like, did he go in there with the intention of murdering four people? I've always had the feeling that he didn't. Like, I always thought it was like one of the victims or maybe two of the victims. But the idea of him going into to murder one person and then finding the other girl that they had just shared the bed that night.
Yeah, I think Ethan was the curveball in that, where it was like, oh my God, there's a man here. Because from what we understand about Koberger's personality, there's a lot of issues with women. I don't think it was necessarily with Ethan. I think like, oh God, their boyfriend's staying here and he's the one he's trying to stand up initially, gets killed. Xana tries to stand up too, gets killed. And I think those were almost collateral damage. We're going to learn a lot when we find out exactly what was on the cell phone from what we know already, where he looks like he allegedly put up a Facebook group following the case after he got kicked out of the other Facebook groups as Papa Roger. He had tons of pictures of them that he was putting up that many of us had never seen before. I don't know how he got them. My guess is either directly through Instagram or following, something of that nature. But there was, you know, and I don't know that he's going to ever confess. I almost think he wanted to go through the system. I think this is some sort of twisted, he realizes that he's never really going to be able to work well in society, or at least never get the help that he needs to function correctly in society. And really wanted to go all the way with the experience of being a killer. I think his thought process was maybe to get away with it for a bit longer. I think maybe he wanted to turn into a serial killer, but he got caught pretty early on because he was kind of an idiot. And now that he is caught, though, I think he wants a trial. I think he wants to experience these things, because I think only extreme things are what, you know, floats his boat for the most part. There, he has already talked about not having very good or not really recognizing feelings, or not having empathy and all that with his writings and his teen years. And sometimes with individuals like that, the only things that really get through are very extreme behaviors. So being on trial for a quadruple murder, that's got to, you know, put a little bit of maybe emotion in his step, where there otherwise is absolutely nothing.
Agreed. I think, you know, a lot of people are murdered for a number of different reasons. They have a relationship, there's arguments, there's drugs involved, there's rape, there's all kinds of different reasons. There was no reason for this other than he wanted to experience it.
He wanted to experience it. And in his mind, his reasoning was, I think, something to the effect of that these girls had it coming because they've rejected men their whole life. And he's one of those men who's been rejected. And he's almost, he's creating this, this hero type character in himself, standing up for all those idiot men who can't take any sort of introspection and look at, maybe it's you, maybe it's your actions that turn off women. I mean, there's plenty of guys who are awkward around women and they don't turn to something like this. They go, what can I do to be better at this? How can I not be so awkward? And then you kind of learn it and you're like, oh, okay, I get it. I mean, I was awkward around girls for most of my life when I was younger. I don't know. I just was. But, you know, you learn, you grow, you go, oh, okay. You know, and you just grow as an individual. But
I think in his case, he was probably someone not just awkward around girls, but also
around people.
Had this twisted side to him where he wanted to hurt people. You know, he wanted that feeling. And I do agree. I think if he wouldn't have been caught here, he would have gone on and kept doing it.
I think he felt he was smarter than
everybody. Thrill.
He thinks he's smarter than everybody else, and he thinks that he's entitled to take out aggression on people for things that they're wronging him with, because they shouldn't be doing that in his mind. They just shouldn't. I can just hear it in his mind, where it's like such a stark, you know, well, I was wronged, and I'm going to set this straight. And he went to such an extreme and didn't just kind of keep it to himself anymore. But I think that's how he operated most of his life, and unfortunately did not get the help that he needed.
No. And I don't know, sometimes people like that, can you really get them help they need?
I don't know.
I don't know.
In some cases, some rare cases, yes. In others, they are so dug into their way of thinking.
And he's so right, you know.
Righteous,
in his mind, he's so right. These, you know, I don't know if he went in with intention. I've always thought it was not the intention to kill four people.
Yeah.
He did. But I also think he probably totally got off on that.
Yeah, I do too. I think
it was just, you know, like you hear of all the serial murders started out, you know, with some twisted things, you know, thoughts in their head. That's what I think he did too. And justified it by, you know, doing the world a favor.
Assuming he is the murderer, yes. No, obviously he's not been convicted yet, so innocent until proven guilty. But should he be, that's what I think some of the reasoning is. Hey, if you like the show and you want to weigh in with your opinion, you can do so right now. In fact, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, give us a buzz. Toll free, 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537. Lock your doors and hide your-